For oceanic scientists, the ocean remains a black box that could hold the key to salmon survival. Scientists board a research vessel at least twice a year to survey life in the ocean. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more from the Pacific Ocean.
Near the edge of the coastal shelf, off the shore of Grays Harbor, Washington, a 10-foot long net the shape of two bongo drums slowly lowers into the inky black sea.
The bongo can go up?
Oh, the bongo.
Down 10 meters.
10 meters.
Down 20 meters.
20 meters.
Waves knock against the ship. For a few moments, the scientists aboard the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA's Bell and Shimada research vessel, wonder what sea life might get caught in these nets. Scientist Chris Bauer is hoping to find tiny crustaceans known as copepods. These copes, as Bauer affectionately calls them, play an integral part in the ocean's food web, filling the bellies of juvenile salmon, sardines, and tuna.
Different species of salmon and tuna and rockfish, they all target these larger copepods because they give them so much more calories for the effort that they're expending to hunt.
However, climate change could cause big swings in ocean conditions, leaving these tiny copepods to face an inhospitable environment, including warmer, more acidic, and increasingly hypoxic or low oxygen waters. It's unclear exactly what that will mean for hungry growing fish, including salmon that eat copepods, but scientists worry a shifting food web could further diminish salmon returns. The scientists are part of an expedition traveling more than 1,700 nautical miles through California, Oregon, and Washington waters. On this nearly two-week journey, the scientists collected samples of zooplankton,
that little guy right there is a tenophore,
environmental DNA, and monitored water salinity. They cut through water swells up to 13 feet, and 40-knot winds deemed dangerous enough to stop sampling efforts. The scientists laughed as a pod of roughly 60 dolphins played in the Shimada's wake, and then jumped in excitement at the sight of a sei whale, less frequently identified in these waters.
Are you seeing a thing?
Far, far away.
Scientists hope all their efforts will help unravel a few threads of the scientific mysteries and secrets the ocean and its creatures hold tight. For example, Bauer is studying evolution in the ocean, particularly in response to climate and oxygen changes on the coastal shelf. Unlike larger fish that are more mobile, he says plankton can't just pick up and go somewhere else.
That's kind of the thing about plankton is that they don't really have the ability to move when conditions are stressful. Unlike fish that are highly mobile and can escape these stressful conditions, plankton have to endure them.
These types of changing ocean conditions have other scientists on land wondering whether efforts to save salmon could be for naught. Moreover, some scientists say ocean conditions must be taken into consideration when evaluating how to save salmon. Salmon spend much of their lives in the ocean, and most of them don't make it back inland to spawn. Brian Burke is a fish biologist with NOAA. He says about 1% of Snake River Spring Chinook salmon survive their time in the ocean.
It would not be a good strategy to interpret the results of these management actions without understanding the impact of the ocean.
The California Current, where scientists on the Shimada are sampling, is one of the most productive regions in the ocean. But overall this spring, scientists on the Shimada saw fewer sea creatures. Jennifer Fisher is a zooplankton ecologist with NOAA. She says she learns something new every time she goes on one of these survey trips.
You never know what you're going to find. And we always find something interesting. There's always something different. There's always something new. There's always something that surprises us.
That hope to better understand the ocean drives the scientists on board the Shimada. Bauer says each net dip feels like Christmas morning, with the anticipation building as the net closes in on the surface.
Everybody's eyes light up when we bring up the nets, right? Everybody's so excited about what could be in there.
I'm Courtney Flatt on the Pacific Ocean.